What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 601 on a Tuesday night, live from the center, ahead of Sixers Cavs basketball right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. That will get started, of course, at 7 o'clock. Tom McGinnis on the game call. I'll be handling the pregame responsibilities tonight for Brian Seltzer around 6:50. But until then, you got to deal with me for about 45 minutes with my man to my right. We had a blast this weekend ahead of the Sixers game against the Indiana Pacers. And that will be from the morning show, Bob Cooney. Bob, good evening, man. What's going on?
What's up, my buddy? Everything all right?
Oh, feeling good, man. Feeling good. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Good to be back here with you.
Yeah. The wind down to the playoffs begins. So, you know, they got to amp this thing up. Let's go. Like, I was a little disappointed in Sunday's game. You know, it just didn't have that. The place had the energy, but the team just didn't seem to. You know what I mean, Devon?
Yeah, the energy of the place didn't match the energy with the team.
Yeah, they just seemed like they were, like, mired in mud a little bit. And that surprised me a little bit because you had all of the players there to go for the first time in a long time. And maybe that had to do with it. Maybe that was part of it. But no Jimmy Butler tonight.
Yep.
So James Ennis will get the start. And Brett said that he's deserved it, so that's why he's looking at him.
Well, he's played some good minutes over the weekend against the Indiana Pacers on Sunday in the win. Came in, gave some good energy in 17 minutes and 13 seconds, 2 of 5 from the floor, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, made one of his 3 3-point attempts for his 8 points. But, Bobby, it wasn't really just that. It was more of watching the game and seeing how he impacted the game. You talk about energy and the crowd having the energy, but the team not necessarily having it. The Sixers got down big early on to the Indiana Pacers, but when someone like James Ennis comes into the game, he provides energy, and he did that and helped turn and help provide a spark for the 76ers, if you will, to turn things around.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to need from the bench guys, and you know, and that's what makes TJ McConnell so valuable. You know you're going to get that from him every night, and there are just going to be some nights where even guys on the team can't figure out, all right, what's going on here? Where is the energy?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look elsewhere to get it, and if Ennis can provide that, if a Mike Scott, Avi, you'll always get it from a TJ McConnell. You know, that's what Brett's looking for going into these playoffs, and you know, it's another showcase game for Ennis to see where he'll fit in the rotation come playoff time. If he's the guy, if Jonathan Simmons is the guy, Brett's still trying to figure that out over these last 15 games.
Yep, well, absolutely. We're here until 6:45 to discuss that. Bob Cooney, Devon Givens again live from the center, right around section 105, 106 is where we have been and where we will be going forward at PJ Willihan. So if you are on your way down here and you have some time to stop through, come on by. It's been a great spot. When, again, always great to see the people. We've already had people, since the doors are open, come by and say hello. So,
yeah, love
hey,
that.
Keep on bringing it. Keep on coming through. You bring that energy and making sure that we see you guys, and we really appreciate it. So, big fella back on Sunday for his first time after the All-Star break. Joel Embiid in 27 minutes and 59 seconds. 11 of 21 from the floor, Bob. 11 of 15 from the free throw line. 33 points, 12 boards, 2 steals, 5 personal fouls. That's okay. He just got back, right?
Right.
But his dominant self, yet again, comes back in. And I wonder how much of the start with him being in those 4 and 5 minute increments, as you talked about when you came back from hearing Brett Brown's pregame press conference, where he spoke about those 4 or 5 minute increments, just taking time for Joel Embiid to get himself acclimated back into the game and the teammates as well. So maybe that also played a part into the slow start on Sunday.
Yeah, it could be, because you know, when you're used to each other, you're playing head down go and you know what's going to happen, and you're in that routine, and NBA players love that. They love to know when they're on the court, when they're off the court, who's coming in, who's coming out, what your specific rotations are. They don't know that right now, and you're right. So the cautious kind of play is the best way I'll label it on Sunday. Probably should have been expected. I would have rather them go forward with speed and make mistakes that way, as opposed to play. Anthony Gargano had a great line the other day with the hands up, kind of like, not me, you know, I'm okay here, kind of attitude that they played with. But, you know, just talking to some of the guys down there, talking to a bunch of people, it's time to get these wheels moving.
Yep.
Like, it's go time.
Yep, it absolutely is. Again, so we open up the phone lines, get the phone line started, 610-632-0975, an abbreviated show live here from the center. If you want to call in, check in with us ahead of this Cavs game with the Sixers. Again, it's not necessarily about this opponent tonight. It's about the Sixers and what they need to do, not getting off to a slow start like they did on Sunday. Right now, 42-25, Bob, after beating the Indiana Pacers, they are in third place because of the tiebreaker, a 3-1 series win on the season. Boston played last night. They lost to the Los Angeles Clippers.
They got
so they are
pounded last
full
night.
Full game behind the 76ers right now. So as we speak, with 15 games to go, you're sitting in the third spot, and you can again handle your own business going forward. And if they do that, sitting at the three spot, as we have talked about plenty on this station, that is the ideal place for the 76ers once the playoffs get started. We also, Bob, do have some knockout tickets to give away. It is back, our annual knockout tournament. So the best caller of our 45 minutes here together will have an opportunity to participate in knockout. If you're not familiar, after the Sixers play, whatever the opponent is, this particular year it's the Brooklyn Nets on Thursday night, March 28th. You will also have the opportunity after the game to line up with many listeners and hosts, producers.
I've been roped
into
playing.
Anybody with the Fanatic.
I'm in. You in?
I'm not. No, I'll be doing post game, so I won't be in this year.
You got the excuse. You need me to help you out on post game because,
so I can,
you know,
take shots and then
back? I don't have to.
Oh, so
yeah.
You don't have to do it. All right,
Jamie Lynch roped me into playing today, so I'll have to give it a go.
Yeah, well, I haven't performed as well since my first appearance where I was in the finals, and I got knocked out a few other times, but yeah, it's all good.
That's all fun. It is a fun time.
It is a fun time, so we will give out some pair of tickets to the knockout and, of course, to the actual game against the Brooklyn Nets. We'll do that to the best caller during our show, 610-632-0975. So make sure you call in with some good points on the Sixers, what you thought you got from Embiid and his impact on Sunday, and what else, again, as you're looking forward. No Jimmy Butler tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. You shouldn't need him. All right, you should not need him against the Cleveland Cavaliers, but it's something that you spoke about on Sunday. Is it time to start looking at J.J. Redick and Jimmy Butler getting rest? First up, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, so, you know, his foot's been bothering him a little bit. You can tell, you know, there's going to be tiredness in a 29-year-old body come this time of the year. This medical staff is big on load management, as we all know. So we anticipated Sunday, before we even knew about a foot injury, that he might get some time off. Brett, we also said, you and I said on Sunday, that, look, J.J. Redick might have to get. And
sure.
Brett came out and said, yeah, J.J. is also going to get some time off. So the concerning thing to me, and to rehash it all, is that, you know, you're going into the playoffs with a group that doesn't really know each other all that well, and that's a little bit concerning to me. Maybe, you know, maybe Brett knows the players know each other better than we know that they do, but they haven't been out on the floor together hardly at all. You know, maybe a three-game total. So I would like to see that get shored up, but I don't think we're going to. So, you're just going to have to move forward with what you have.
Yeah, and again, 610-632-0975, your thoughts on tonight's game, what you saw from Embiid and the group on Sunday, and, of course, no Jimmy Butler tonight. Are you all right with Jimmy Butler taking some load management time, maybe even J.J. Redick, as Bob just pointed out, Brett Brown saying that's what the plan is going to be going forward, 15 games to go. I'm fine with it. Bob is fine with it. Are you guys okay with giving some of your veterans with more NBA experience and more a tread on their tire, if you will, going forward as you prepare and get ready for the postseason? 610-632-0975. And Bob, we also want to get from you some highlights, if you will, outside of just those things that you spoke about with Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick. Anything else that stood out to you from Brett Brown's press conference earlier around 5:25, his pregame availability with the media? You had a chance to sit in on it and see what he was talking about, so share some of that with the folks as well as we get things started on the phone line. So once again, 610-632-0975. Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, live from the center at section 105-106 at PJ Wilhans is where we are. We are here until 6:45 ahead of the game. The pregame will start around 6:50. I'll handle that. Tom McGinnis will handle the actual game call. I'll handle postgame as well. We got you covered for Sixers Cavs tonight right here on the Fanatic. So 610-632-0975. Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, live from the center right here on the Fanatic.
Sixers live at the center on 96. 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Eagles quarterback Nick Foles leaving the team for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars are dumping Blake Bortles and an upgrade to Foles at $88 million with $50 million guaranteed. The Jaguars are 30-1 to win the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia 76ers favored by 14 points tonight at home of the Cleveland Cavaliers. The total at Wells Fargo Center, 222.5. The Cavaliers are 17-50 on the year, 6-26 on the road. Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson are 12-1 favorites to win the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass.
Cheer on your favorite team at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook with a special food and drink menu at Fishtown Hops. Bet on the madness at Sugar House Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jeep SUVs are legendary for giving you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler. Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The most awarded SUV ever. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with Jeep Cherokee's 31 mpg highway. During the Jeep Freedom Day sales event, well-qualified returning Jeep Grand Cherokee lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $259 a month for 36 months with $3,499 to its signing, tax, title, license, extra. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated four-cylinder front-wheel drive. Actual mileage may vary. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires due to contribution. Lease of Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 3/31/20. 25-cent charge for each month or 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 4/1. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's been a wicked winter, especially for roofs. They're getting battered and beaten by wind, rain, snow, sleet, and ice. Shingles cracked and stripped, tiles torn and ripped. Now's the time to call Roofing Nation and stop the damage before it gets worse. Roofing Nation's experts can arrange for a new replacement roof at 50% off. Plus, get 0% interest for 18 months. Your roof is your home's protector, and bad old roofs can lead to leaks and mold, causing further damage to the rest of your home. A new Roofing Nation roof will not only protect you from the outside conditions, but it'll add value and curb appeal to your home. So call the GAF Master Certified Experts at Roofing Nation today and get 50% off a top-of-the-line roofing system, which includes GAF's Golden Pledge Lifetime Warranty System on your new roof. Plus 0% financing. Get a free roof estimate today. Just call 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If your roof is 15 years old, now's the time to replace it. Call today for your free in-home estimate. 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Some say Hulu is the bacon of TV. Think about it. Bacon is so incredibly good, it ruins eating everything without bacon forever. And Hulu? Well, with tons of shows and movies, exclusive originals like The Handmaid's Tale, plus live TV for sports, Hulu will ruin TV for you forever. Mmm, bacon. Mmm, Hulu. With live TV plan required for live content. Restrictions apply.
Pros know doing it right the first time helps keep you on schedule and keeps your reputation intact. Lowe's is here to help with the supplies you need, ready to go when you are. Whether finishing up a property or updating one, Stop in now and get toilets starting at just $88. And get bath faucets starting at $24.98. If you buy three or more, get 10% off. Save yourself some time by ordering ahead at lowsforpros.com and picking up your order in store. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to WilliamHill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Now, back to Sixers, live at the Center on 97.5, The Fanatic.
.617, 97.5, The Fanatic. 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. 610-632-0975. You want to hit us up on the phones? That would be Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, live from the Center, right by PJ Willihan's at section 105-106 is where we are until tip-off, and that's when the Sixers host the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they should beat them down to pick up win number 43 on the season to improve to 43-25. Stay in that number three spot, Bob, and just handle business going forward with 14 to go.
Yeah,
look at
yeah.
me overlooking the Cavs already with no Jimmy Butler.
You got to stay there because, that Boston team went out west, won 3 of 4 out there. Now, they got thumped last night. And we've seen that a lot. When it's the last game of a West Coast trip, teams sometimes aren't that interested. But they seem to right some wrongs on that plane ride from Boston out to Golden State, out to Oakland, about a week ago. And as much as you don't want to look behind you because you got to just take care of yourselves and take care of business, that's something that I have someone keeping an eye on that. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. And it's funny because it's either the getaway game to come back home or the game when you get home, and
right.
you drop either one of those two.
Yeah, so hopefully Boston will do both. Hopefully, I think they might go tomorrow. I know they're off tonight. Maybe they go tomorrow night. Whenever they go, hopefully they have that little jet lag problem and somebody else can take care of business
there.
Yeah, but,
and Indiana just play their part because they have such a terrible schedule, right, going forward, especially a nasty Western Conference road trip that they have going on. So
yeah, it does line the Sixers' laps right now, and again, you can't worry so much about other things. You got to take care of your business, and that's what the Sixers have to focus on. If they do that, there's no reason that they can't go out there and be in and have a chance to win the rest of these 14 games. I'm not saying they're going to finish or 15. I'm not saying they're going to finish the season 16-0, but they have a chance to win every game that they play from here on out.
They absolutely do. And when you come on down and check Bob and I out here at the Center, we're broadcasting live from the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts Protein Pack Savory Sausage Snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Don't forget, best caller of the 45 minutes that we've here totally, we are going to reward someone with a pair of tickets to the Brooklyn Nets Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th. 2 tickets, and you will participate in knockout following the game. So let's start things off on the phone with Gary in Warminster first up, tipping things off for us right here on the Fanatic. What's going on, Gary?
What's going on, you guys?
How you feeling, man?
Listen to.
Thank you.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm thinking too far ahead. I'm going to the game this Friday. I might be blind. Might have a traumatic brain injury, but I know who I love, and it's the Sixers.
Nice.
Absolutely.
I'm ready for what you are talking about with them all playing together and getting in sync with each other as playing.
Yeah, now, and it's funny, Gary and Bob, as we talk about them gaining this chemistry and getting things right with one another, then you have those nights where there will be no Jimmy Butler. There will be no J.J. Redick getting that rest. And as much as we say we like for them to get that rest because it is more important on those legs, being that they're older players for the postseason, that is still taking part in what we are also discussing, which is they have to gain that chemistry, right?
Yes, they have to gain the chemistry. But yeah, I wouldn't mind them J.J. Redick and Butler, what she's doing now, taking a little bit of time off and just re-amping themselves for the end of the season, for the playoffs.
I think that's what we're going to see. Now, you have three back-to-backs still on the schedule, Devon.
Great stuff, Gary. Thanks, Gary.
You got three back-to-backs still on the schedule, so you know they're going to look at that for load management. I think Ben Simmons has only missed one game this year.
Yeah, he doesn't miss games.
Maybe he doesn't want to. That could be a thing where you say, like, look, you want to take a couple days, you got it. He might say, no, that's my routine. I'm good to go. But that wouldn't be out of question if he gets his break. So you're talking Butler, you're talking J.J. Redick, you're talking Simmons might have to get something here or there. Tobias, he runs a full schedule too. I mean, you know, look, these guys, everybody's going to want off. So I don't know how often we're going to see this starting five, if at all, together down the stretch. And if Brett's okay with it, he knows more than we.
And I wonder how much of that will really go into if they have something locked up, particularly a 3 or 4 seed in the East, and that's when they'll decide to go sit down Ben Simmons or Tobias Harris at that point. And, of course, even Joel Embiid at the end of the year. If they just feel like, okay, this is where we are, we already know where we're going to be, let's lock it in right now. We'll take these particular games off against the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, and that's why I brought up the back-to-backs. You know, you wonder if they're going to have Joel sit out all of the... Because he came out and said he's going to miss some games.
Sure.
He'll probably miss more. So, in the playoffs, you don't have back-to-backs, so maybe they're getting him in that playoff routine. That's their thinking. But his conditioning is a concern. Whenever he gets out of it, you know, the way to get him back in, it's not to sit him. You know, you got to get him out on that floor. So that's a keen eye that Brett and the medical staff is going to have to keep on Joel Embiid.
610-632-0975. Next up, Mike in South Philly joining Bob and Devon right here on The Fanatic. What's going on, Mike? Good, man.
How you doing?
Great.
I think I agree with you guys in that it's got to be kind of a balancing act down the stretch as far as, getting guys rested, keep them healthy, and making sure that the team is able to hit stride at the right time going into the playoffs. So I had a thought that maybe you guys could give some feedback on. You know, I don't really know the schedule off the top of my head the rest of the way, but if you get some of these, you know, cupcake games, obviously, you know, they're all NBA players, but some of these games like tonight against the Cavs, do you think Brown would try to maybe rest both, two players at the same time, like maybe get an Embiid and a JJ off the same night or something like that, so that, you know, the rest of the way we might have more opportunity for that starting lineup.
You know why I say no to that, Mike? Go back last week to the Chicago Bulls game.
Yeah.
Right?
Fair enough.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
Go back last night. Cleveland thumped Toronto.
Sure.
You know, like, I hear what you say, and I agree with you. Like, you think you have some of these cupcake games, but Cleveland last night thumped Toronto, who played Kawhi Leonard. So you got to be careful, you know, like you still have to win games. Like, look, you still have to get that third seed. So I hear what you're saying, but you got to look at it with a real close eye.
Understood. What outside of the box ways do you think Brett can try to balance that competitive cohesion and making sure to not get guys injured down the stretch? Because obviously, you know, being a Popovich guy, he's going to make sure his guys get his nights.
Well, yeah, Mike, and thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. And I think it's more of like he's doing tonight, Bob. Give one guy a night off. He'll identify that night, see how many games a particular player like Jimmy Butler has been playing throughout the season since he's been here. And, okay, boom, here we go. This is a night that we can give. It doesn't matter that it's Cleveland Cavaliers. It could be the L.A. Clippers if they were in town. It just fits right within the schedule, and that's where he would decide to go that route. Or it could be that it's the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Chicago Bulls or the Atlanta Hawks, and they say, yeah, let's give you a night off, especially if it's a travel day and they don't want to make a guy go to Atlanta and then come and have to sit there and decide at the last minute, oh, we're not going to play. We're going to look ahead. We're going to look forward and say, this is the game that you're going to stay back here, get your treatment, get your work in, and when we come back after beating the Atlanta Hawks, like we should, now we can get ready for us to play the Milwaukee Bucks with you out there on the floor.
Yeah, if I were to wager a guess, I would say that, what Brett will do maybe over these next 5-6 games is he'll kind of alter who he gives off to. Then I think you do have to hit a little bit of a run where you got to get this starting five together and get them, you know, on the floor, learning each other and getting used to each other. So maybe you go like a 5-game clump there. Look at where you are. Are you secure in that 3 seed? It wouldn't surprise me. The last game of the season, I believe, is Chicago, and it's the second of a back-to-back.
It's 2 Chicagos and another team in between.
Yeah, okay. Games. So the last game, Chicago, is a back-to-back. If you're secured in that 3rd seed, it wouldn't surprise me if you gave the whole starting five off. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a game plan there, exactly how they're going to alter who's playing, who's not, who gets rest when. But I sure as hell hope, and I would assume there is a plan to get these guys on the floor together for a good clump of games also.
No doubt. 610-632-0975. Rock and Philly checking in with us on the Fanatic. What's up, Rock?
What's up, big guy? We talked a couple weeks ago about this. I'm happy with the rest aspect of it. I think Jimmy Butler needs some time off. You know, that'll help us out, you know what I mean, going into the playoffs. I think Ben Simmons can use a day or two off. I think, you know, a slew of players can use it. But I don't think it matters as much if we don't have the 3 seed. Like, if we drop down to the 4 or 5 seed by resting all these players, then it hurts us. So, I mean, you're playing a slippery slope there. It can be, you know, you rest these guys and you get them healthy, and then we drop to the 4th seed or the 5th seed, or you don't rest them and we still drop to the 4th or 5th seed. So you're playing it either way. I'm not really sure, but I'm comfortable with it. You know, Embiid's going to need some days off. I think the last 3 games of our season is Chicago, Miami, then Chicago again. So if you can get him rest on that Chicago's game, probably in Chicago, and, you know, have him play, you know, maybe that Miami game, and then give him the rest at the end of the season, it makes perfect sense to do these things. I think the chemistry thing is a little bit overblown, just for the simple fact that, you know, we know what we have as a team. So just getting them all on the floor at the same time, I don't think that's going to be too much of a problem. Just because we got 15 games up, I think you can find about 4 or 5 games, maybe 6 or 7, where you can get them all on the floor at the same time, playing them together. I think J.J. Redick can use the rest out of all of them. I think J.J. Redick can use the most rest. We asked him to take a lot of shots, do a lot of running around. He's got to get through screens and all these things. So I think he'll benefit the most from the rest. I don't think Jimmy Butler will benefit much from it, but I think J.J. Redick will benefit way more than Jimmy Butler would.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say, Rock, to you about the cohesion stuff maybe being overrated, the thing with this team is they love to run. They love to pass the ball. And what happens right when they're not doing it well is they turn it over an awful lot. And that's exasperated in the playoffs. And if you're not familiar with your teammates and you're trying to run and do a passing offense and you're not familiar with each other, to me, those turnovers have a tendency to climb. And if that happens in the playoff, that's a scary situation.
Yeah, you're cooking your own goose if you do that in the playoffs.
Yeah, you got
and
that
I
right.
Agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think that's going to come down to just being a little bit smarter with the ball. I see a lot of games, and I watch the Sixers extensively. I see a lot of games where they make bonehead passes
lazy at
the wrong time. Yeah, lazy, boneheaded passes. Like, I watched the Indiana game was a prime example in the first half, where I seen Ben Simmons come down and just leave the ball for somebody to catch it, and there's nobody there. And he's just like, hold up. We gotta be smarter with the basketball. I think that you know, I understand the cohesive part, but I think that's also between your ears. You gotta be careful. You gotta be smarter with the basketball. And if the play's not there, don't try to force the play. I've seen too many times where Ben Simmons may try to force the play.
And a lot of that too, Rock, is thanks for the call, man. Hang on, man. We'll qualify you for the knockout tickets. And a lot of that simply is him just being really, really confident in what he does and his passing ability, thinking he can sneak everything by everybody, right? And then also that youth part of it where, again, he's just not using his head. So it's a combination of both, that balance that we keep talking about where he needs to get it together in order for him to be one of the elite point guards in this league, especially at that size. 610-632-0975, final segment for us on the other side as we broadcast live from the center. Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, right by P. with Jay Willihan's, section 105-106, and we are again giving away a pair of tickets to the knockout tournament for Fanatics annual knockout tournament. The game will be Thursday, March 28th versus the Brooklyn Nets, and you have an opportunity to be on the floor after the game and participating in Knockout. It's always a blast. So the best caller on the other side, and we just qualified Rock, that you will have the opportunity to win those tickets. So 610-632-0975 for Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Givens. Quick break right here on the Fanatic.
Sixers live at the Center on 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Jimmy Butler.
Rebound follow, Jimmy Butler.
Tobias Harris.
Double A to the right hand jam. Tobias Harris.
And J.J. Redick.
Redick for three, shut up and good. J.J. Redick over Kuzma. And Redick is hot. Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What a night is in store for you at the all-new Excite Center at Parks Casino. Coming March 16th, the hilarious JB's Move. March 27th, experience Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix Tribute. April 5th, country star Rodney Carrington. May 2nd, Whitesnake. May 4th, Foreigner. May 11th, comic legend Jay Leno. For tickets, visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Sports betting is here at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club. All your favorite ways to bet.
Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers.
Come bet and watch all the college basketball tournament action, international soccer, and the start of baseball season. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Bet with the best. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, and the South Philadelphia Turf Club.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Includes auto ship delivery. Cancel anytime. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
What could you do with thicker hair? Could you climb Mount Everest? Build a rocket ship and go to the moon? Finally figure out how the magic eraser actually works? Probably not. But you sure would look good while you were attempting it. Try new Thickhead, the hair regrowth system for men that will leave your hair looking thicker, fuller, instantly. And I'm not lying. If I were lying, would I offer you 50% off plus free shipping right now? Would I tell you it has one of the only FDA-approved treatments clinically proven to regrow your hair? In fact, Thickhead comes with a 120-day hair regrowth guarantee. That means if you don't see real hair regrowing in your noggin in 120 days, you pay nothing for the product. Just text FLOW to 246810 right now and get 50% off. You heard me. Text FLOW to 246810. FLOW to 246810. Thickhead for men. Get ahead of it.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda, Montgomeryville.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you that nothing calls the family to the table like KFC's variety of $20 Phillips with all the fixings. Call them in with KFC's original recipe. Extra crispy chicken. Boneless breasts. Or my favorite call. Hey, come get your tenders, folks. That's four ways to get your family to the dinner table for just $20 at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and save millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Now, back to Sixers, live at the Center on 97.5, The Fanatic.
636, 97.5, The Fanatic. Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, live from the Center. Sixers, Cavs, 7 o'clock tip right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. As we, again, are giving away a pair of Fanatic Knockout tickets. Our Fanatic Knockout giveaway, 2 tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th, versus the Brooklyn Nets, and 1 spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the game. You can also register for a spot in the competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. And we got to tell them, Bob, dude, once you get a rhythm on that floor, just like any other court, it feels good.
Sure does. Right? And it's one thing I used to do when I was traveling with the team, wherever we were, morning shoot around when they got done. Grab a ball, make sure the security guard's okay with it. Yep. You shoot up in an opposing arena for, you know, half hour or so. It's the best.
And I still do the same thing at the practice facility once we're all done.
Oh,
line up at the free throw line for about 20 minutes and just do my own thing. 610-632-0975. Let's keep it going on the phones as we head now to Belmar and Travis joining us next on the Fanatic. What's up, Trav?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right, so my biggest thing about the load management, okay? First of all, I feel like we made a lot of roster moves, a ton of roster moves, you know, between free agency, beginning of the season, people getting hurt. And because of those roster moves, I feel like we don't have the opportunity to be lax because we're making the playoffs or we're the third seed. Because how many games are between 3 and 6? You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure there's not that many games between the third seed and the sixth seed. So if that's the case, if anything, when we play playoff teams, they all have to play. And if there are those couple games where you're playing, you know, the bottom of the crop, then yeah, it makes sense to, you know, sit a couple guys. But I just don't think we have the chemistry. I know I've heard several callers say, chemistry's not it. But I feel like chemistry is it, because, you know, you're watching a play at the end of a Chicago game. You're watching a play that you give the ball to Jimmy Butler on his weak side. You know what I mean? On his weak shooting hand. So when you take it from, he has a choice to take it from the opposite end, you know, to take it from the other side. So if anything, if you know that's where the ball is going, take it from the opposite side to his shooting hand so he can hoist one up, you know, a good shot, and doesn't have to fight to, you know, get a good shot up. I just didn't even think, even when he came back out on the court with 0.1 left or whatever, or 0.2 left, it still wasn't a good play for us. So I think my biggest thing is that they do have to have some chemistry, and Brett Brown has to be able to get this chemistry within these next 15 games.
Yeah, well, you're either going to be the 3, 4, or 5 seed. That's, you know, that's the only places you're going, but... Yeah, you have to secure that 3 seed. You know, I don't think you want to be a 4 seed and have the same series you had last year, opening up here against Boston. You know, no. I don't think you want that. I mean, maybe there's a chance it's Indiana. You know, the 3, 4, and 5 is going to be some combination of the Sixers, Boston, and Indiana. I think you're just of the better ilk to play hard down the stretch. Understand, guys need stretch. Need some time off, but you got to win as much as you can. Try to secure that third seed, and then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, and when we were talking about this the other day, Bob, there's no scenario where I want to play either Boston or Indiana. Again, tough team, better than the Brooklyn Nets, the Miami Heat, the Charlotte Hornets, the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
Any combination of those, I don't want to play the Celtics and or the Pacers. and then have to go on and play another tough team, an even better team in the Raptors or the Bucks.
Right.
And then have to face them in the Eastern Conference Finals if you're lucky enough to get past the second round. You stay in that three spot. And yeah. you beat down one of those other teams that we're talking about. They are lesser than we believe that they are. If it's, the Brooklyn Nets have given them trouble, yes. But the Brooklyn Nets, albeit playing well and have everybody back now, they have not played this group of Sixers
right.
in a game.
Yeah, and you also use that first series, Devon, like we were talking about, that these guys haven't played much together. Well, now you have a full series. Not a full, you know, you're hoping it's four or five games. But that's however many games you have your rotation. You have those guys. You get used to the playoffs in that first series. And hopefully you come out of there talent-wise, you know, just with a win. And you have the luxury of having played together for four or five games.
Yep. 610-632-0975. Travis and Belmar next. Pardon me. Travis is already on hold waiting to get his information taken care of. So we'll go to Dom in Williamstown on the Fanatic. What's going on, Dom?
Hey, Devon. Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Dom, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, it's great listening to you guys before the game. And I'm going to be there Friday night, so I'm having a great week.
Oh, beautiful.
Good man.
Yeah. So the thing I wanted to ask, two things I wanted to talk to you about. The 35 free throw attempts by Indiana. Guard penetration. Sometimes, Bob, I see not great footwork, and I see a lot of grabbing. Does that concern you?
Sure it does. Yeah, it's you know, their defensive scheme is to run guys off the three-point line, Dom. And then when that happens, you know, you go sprinting out after somebody that has a basketball in their hands, they're going to beat you off the dribble. And their philosophy is not to give up threes, force guys to go into the lane where Joel Embiid is, or force them to hit mid-range jumpers, because the NBA now is three-pointers and dunks. And they think that Embiid will stop the dunks, and they're going to force teams to shoot a mid-point, you know, mid-range jump shots, which are kind of obsolete anymore.
Unbelievable. And the other thing I want to add, and we talk about this all the time, Bob, I know it drives you crazy. Joe, who is so great, he goes on this stretch, right, Bob, where in three consecutive sequence, he drives, he gets a dunk, he hits an eight-foot jumper, and then the third possession, he scores six straight in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But, Bob, all four of those attempts, there's more than 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were going there. Yeah, I mean,
they got a 14-point lead with 4 minutes left, and they're taking shots with more than 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
They don't.
Is that ever going to change?
It will not, man. Hey, Dom, thanks for the call. It will not. I mean, not at that point in the game. You're still trying to make sure you secure more of a cushion than you are trying to protect and baby the basketball at that point. That's way too much time to be worrying about a shot at under 7 seconds. If you have a good one, you take it.
Yeah, I hear what Tom's saying. Like, if there's 4 minutes to go, to me in the NBA, that's still a little too much time. I think, you know, you're just playing your offense.
Yep.
If your offense includes a pump fake and a one dribble dunk by Joel Embiid, I'll take that every time down the floor.
Sure.
But I do think they have to get better at slowing things down later in the game, going from that pass happy go offense to maybe a half-court pass-happy offense, and then go to your ISO with 10 to go, whether it's Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, whoever it may be, and learn to play that game. I still think they're a little deficient there.
You got it. Josh in Pottstown is up next on the Fanatic. Josh.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's going on, buddy? Josh?
Bob, I listen to you at 5 a.m. every day, brother.
Oh, my man. I'm glad you're the one that's listening.
All right. The Sixers, Brett Brown has to play the starting five because it's 100% must. We have to secure the third seed. There's no fourth, fifth, or sixth. We have to be the third seed. That's it. So if you have to play all five, you got to do that. My biggest thing, and I know in the playoffs we play with a smaller bench, I need to see what this bench is going to be doing. I need to see who I can count on in late games if Ben Simmons is in trouble with fouls or Joel is in foul. I need to know who I can count on when I'm playing Milwaukee or if I'm playing Boston. Who's going to be out there and not be a defensive liability? Because they have a lot of liabilities. And quite frankly, come playoff time, I am running Jimmy Butler at the point every time Ben Simmons is taking a seat on the bench. I am not playing T.J. McConnell for 15 or more minutes a game. I can't do it no more, fella.
Well, I think it's going to be situational. I think Brett's going to look at, you know, you say you need to know who's going to be on the floor late in games. I think with starters being out, being rested these final few games, that's what he's going to take a long look at. Like, James Ennis is going to get a long look tonight. He's going to start. Brett's going to look at him and see, all right, what do I have in the playoffs going forward? Jonathan Simmons will get that look. Mike Scott will get that look. T.J. McConnell, I know he knows what he has. I think that'll be situational come the playoff time. But you can't deny what T.J. also gives you. People were calling for him even more last year in the Boston series. So it's situational. It's who's playing well, who's playing well together. That's why the coaches get the big bucks. Brett's got to figure this out, you know, down the stretch and then heading into the playoffs.
All right, let's give Brian a run before we get out of here and get things started with the Sixers pregame show. Brian in the Poconos is up next. What's up, B?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Just a quick point. Don't you think, like, with games like tonight playing against Cleveland, I know a lot of concerns have been with Ben Simmons pushing and making a lot of turnovers. Don't you think tonight maybe, like, they would have worked on that in practice with him, and these kind of games they can work on it? You know, there's a primary break, a secondary break. I know there's only 24 seconds on the shot clock, but to reel him back in a little bit and work on this a little bit for the playoffs, because if you continue to turn the ball over as much as you do, that's going to come up to bite you, especially in close games. Just your thought on that.
Yeah, the thing,
you know,
the word practice at this time of the year, it's almost obsolete. Like, are they getting in the gym when they have an off day and you know, travel's not included late the night before? Yeah, they are. Are they practicing? Not really. No, they're getting a little sweat. They're getting taped. But it's mostly watching tape, getting out on the floor, maybe walking through some sets, getting some shots up. It's just too long. Like, look, what I remember 1 year covering the team, they didn't make the playoffs, and it was a 200-day exactly season. 200 days. That's sure. A lot for those guys. So you're saving legs as much right now. It's hard to implement much of anything. You can watch film, you can say, but getting out on the floor and actually doing stuff is kind of hard this time of the year.
Well, I've been told that Josh in Pottstown, Bob, is our winner for the Fanatic Knockout.
There you go, Josh.
Giveaway, so he gets two tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday and a spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the game. If you want to be out there with Josh and everyone else, just go to our contest page and sign up for a spot at 975thefanatic.com. So a lot of people to thank. Of course, back at the studio, Brian McLaughlin producing the show. Back here, engineering, Joe C. Appreciate it as always. Mackenzie and James, thank you so much as always. Really appreciate it. And all the great people who stopped by, say hello here at our spot right here by P.J. Willihan's, which will be our spot going forward. Now, on Friday, not the spot. Sixers and 60, I believe. So Brian Seltzer and I will be inside doing the show from in there, not out here. So make sure on Friday you're not looking for us unless we let you know a little earlier ahead of time.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. So you never know.
You never know. So coming up next, Sixers pregame. Then, of course, Tom McGinnis on the game call. Bob, thanks so much as always, man. We'll catch up with you next week.
You got it, buddy.
All right, man. Talk to you soon. Coming up next, Sixers pregame right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.